Stories to turn you off.
That too.
Yeah, Richie is here, and Kenny is here, and Roberta is here. Jennifer is in Hawaii. So we dig deeply into what's going on in the world. These are stories that I think will turn you off, but you know what? It is what it is. Farmer's Almanac is out for next year, predicting a blizzard.
Yeah.
Will hit the Northeast before the NFL Super Bowl.
Yep.
So if you're going to go to that game at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, bring a parka. A hoodie, but a parka.
The first outdoor Super Bowl in a cold city, and they could get banged.
Yeah. I can't begin to tell you how this story turns me off. It's August, for God's sakes.
Boy,
they're talking about January and the Super Bowl.
It will be so much fun to watch people pay $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 for a seat when they're freezing their patooties off.
Still thinking about that in January.
It'll make for the first time, I would feel good about sitting on my couch watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm distressed or distracted by the fact that that we're into talking about snow when it still is 84 degrees and lovely. Here is the story from Los Angeles today. Story about Sheriff's Deputy Elton Simmons.
John.
No, Elton Simmons.
Somebody actually names their kids Elton.
Elton Simmons.
Can you imagine if Elton John had been a deputy, though?
Deputy John. Anyway, I'm thinking you're not going to like him very much after I tell you his story.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So CBS over the weekend profiled the life and times of L.A. Sheriff's Deputy Elton Simmons. And the question comes with the report, and it's sort of, I think it opens this way. Why can't this guy go out and catch some real criminals? No wonder he has a record number of complaints against him. Who wouldn't complain about a guy whose sole purpose in life, he states, is to ruin your day? Here's a guy that's been a police officer too long. He is an L.A. County traffic cop. And by the very nature of the business, you'd expect to get a few complaints here and there. This guy has more complaints against him than any other police officer in the entire country.
Oh, boy.
Now, that has to be a record. Regardless of that, they're all documented, they're in his file, and the captain has been asked why, when you look at his file, it's so stunning, why does this guy still have a job? 25,000 traffic stops in 20 years, this guy. There are some good things in the file.
Is he just doing his job?
Well, I guess that's the point here. Is he doing his job? And does that make him a good police officer? According to the sheriff's department, makes him a really good officer because he gets down and dirty. He's got just so many things in his file. Very interesting.
Like what? Harassment?
All the things to get. Well, apparently one person's been stopped any number of times going down the road the same time. Apparently he gave this guy some static. The first time he ever he stopped him, and so he looks for him and chases him around. He doesn't give him a ticket. He just stops him, goes through the car, looks at the lights, all of that kind of stuff. That can be considered harassment, can it? Huh?
Yeah. Without probable cause, but if he's just writing tickets, then he's doing his job.
All right, let's get to the NSA, shall we? NSA.
Aren't we always with the NSA?
Has paid email providers millions of dollars to cover the costs that they have incurred from the court ruling that says there are to be no surveillance operations without court approval. And they've been doing them. They got somehow or other, and this, by the way, started, remember now, all of this started with the release of information from Edward Snowden, published in The Guardian. So the latest wrinkle in this is that Dianne Feinstein, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says the Inspector General's office had briefed Congress this week that there have been a number of cases over the past decade in which an agency official had broken surveillance rules to gather information inappropriately. And the discipline has taken place, Or they all say this is unacceptable, blah, 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 blah. But what they don't tell you is it's still going on. And that's what Snowden is saying, and that's what people are finding. Apparently, they paid Google and Yahoo whether it's to be quiet or because of what it cost them to defend themselves in court, they've paid them back. So how does this make you feel under the circumstances? How does this thing continuing to go, does it give you... This so takes me back because the court keeps saying don't do it, and they keep doing it. Like there is no authority over them at all.
There isn't.
But how can that be in this country?
Not even the president. These guys kind of work on their own little corner.
How do we find that acceptable? How do we deem that? How do we? How do we?
It's always been.
Oh, baloney!
It's the way it's always been.
Now that's what they say. That doesn't mean that it's right. At some point, something has to give here. It would seem to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it is. We're in the process of that. It's just going to take another year or two because as the American public gets more outraged about the things that they see and hear, the politicians will have to kick back and take some control. They just kind of let the NSA just, okay, you guys do what you do. We don't want to know anything about it.
Not a good sign. All right, coming up in the next half hour, people in the news. You will find some of our profiles very interesting. We have the story about Linda Ronstadt coming up. Pretty sad story, in fact. And the making of the Hindu encyclopedia. How many people are interested in that story? Raise your hands, please.
No.
No. No.
No.
Why are you not interested?
I'm interested in it. I just haven't heard about it.
Oh, okay. I was wondering whether you were interested. Richie, you're interested in the Hindu?
I have to admit, yes, but I'm distracted by a story I'm just seeing.
Yeah?
And we'll have to get for you. Alleging that mobsters are coming out and saying that Bobby Riggs threw the match in 1972 with Billie Jean King.
Really?
To pay off gambling debts.
That's the story, right?
That's interesting.
The story.
That's interesting.
Why wouldn't that be believable? That makes plenty of sense. I think that's believable. I believe that. Who would believe that? Kenny, you believe that?
I believe it, absolutely.
Let's post it on Facebook and to Twitter, right? Do you believe that Bobby, I don't want to say Bobby Rydell, Bobby Riggs, Bobby Rydell had nothing to do with this, threw the match with Billie Jean King?
Fox Sports is reporting.
Really? Huh. They report, you decide, Richie.
There you go.
15 past the hour. Every day, every single day, Roberta is thinking about her body. And she goes through her body from top to bottom. And when she stops at her teeth, she knows there is a way, because Doug has been talking about this for nigh on to a year. I think most of this year we've been talking about power swabs, haven't we? When did this start? In January? When did we start talking about power swabs?
It's been about a year.
Yeah, I think it's been a while. All right, so why is it that this is still resonating with our audience? Well, mostly because of word of mouth and because it works and because people are sending by the boatload emails into Doug at DougStephan.com talking about the success they've had with power swabs. On average, your teeth are 2 shades whiter in 5 days once you get started using this product. Developed by a dentist, it's clinically proven, made from a residue of coconut oil, which apparently has great cleansing properties. Of course, it's all natural. It's good for you no matter how you slice it. Removes the stains on caps, crowns, and veneers. You'll have white teeth before the end of the week if you call right now, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I personally guarantee that you, your family, your friends, your coworkers will love your smile once you get on board, and it works quickly. So try it risk-free today. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. That's the number. Free shipping. Mention Doug Stephan, and you save some money also off the retail price. It is the best teeth whitening system. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
8, 9, 10.
Can't get a good night's sleep? Now at Sam's Club through September 2nd, get $100 off Serta Queen and King mattresses. We can even deliver. Hurry in. Our biggest mattress savings of the year ends Labor Day. Don't miss $100 off Serta mattresses now through Labor Day. In the club or online at samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club. While supplies last, see club for details.
By the way, we're going to start a new contest here on the Good Day program. Every day for years, I've been planting stories on the air that are wrong. At least one wrong story a day. And now we're going to start asking you to figure out what the incorrect story of the day is for a $100 cash prize. All right? But you have to listen to the whole program, which
I like
is
it.
5 or 6 hours long. So every day, I plant a story that is completely wrong, and you come up with the identity of, it's kind of like in the music biz, it's No Repeat Thursday.
But
from 9 to 5,
plant,
we will never...
What happens if you plant several stories that are wrong?
No, only one. You have to find one.
Only one.
One. That's it.
Can I play in this game?
Nope. You're completely... No, you're off. Okay, anyway, the Comprehensive Encyclopedia of one of the world's major religions being unveiled today in South Carolina. It's an 11-volume work covering Hindu spiritual beliefs.
Ooh.
It's a culmination of a 25-year academic effort. 7,000 articles on Hinduism, which I find religion fascinating to follow, frankly. A lot of women's issues connected to it, so I want to check that out through the course of the week. 21 after, this is Good Day.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
1.
Songs performed live again. Linda Ronstadt is suffering from Parkinson's disease, and so now she has no ability to sing anymore. She's 67. Certainly for me, at this age, she is a legend. I have often said, I think she was behind Karen Carpenter, the most powerful female singer in terms of presence, in terms of success, in terms of millions, tens of millions of records, starting in the 1970s with hits like You're No Good, When Will I Be Loved. She did a lot of country, pop standards, mariachi music. She was in the Pirates of Penzance for how long, Roberta?
Forever.
Yeah, it seems like it.
And what teenage boy didn't have that poster, album cover of her with the roller skates?
She's in a wheelchair now. What a sad reality. Listen to the music that she's responsible for.
Hey, listen, we're all going to be here someday.
I'm not going to be in a wheelchair, Richie. I'm not going to stop from Parkinson's.
Stop bonking your head on the tractors then.
All right. So anyway, you say about Linda Ronstadt?
Stone Ponies.
Yeah.
Started the Eagles.
Have you got that? Have you got the Stone Ponies song? That was the first hit, 1964. I remember playing it.
You know, 67. Let me look and see if I did. Which two of the Eagles? Don Henley and
Fry
were part of her backup band originally. Whole Southern Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
They were all hanging out and drinking together and writing songs.
Doing more than that together.
And she was the first one to make it. And then, you know, here comes the Eagles and here comes Jackson Brown. And, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. Kind of sad. It is.
Hey, it's,
all right. Take
it's
a
just sad because
breath.
We're all aging at the same rate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the day is going faster, and it's just a shame that people waste their lives doing things or being with people that are really...
She did a lot of drugs.
She did do a lot of drugs.
She did a lot of drugs.
She did a lot of drugs.
You're going to
take its toll one way or another. But this is it.
This is
how I cut my teeth.
Yep.
You and me.
You and I.
No, you and I, excuse me. Stone Ponies. This is Richie talking about Henley. And what's his face? And he was Jackson Brown. Henley Brown. Crank it up, Richie.
You cry and long day to work out. But by the child I've got my doubt. You can't see the forest or the tree.
Sad reality.
It was Henley, Fry, Bernie Leadon, and Randy Meisner.
Meisner, that's your choice.
Wow.
All right. What are you going to do? Give thanks for your health and well-being. Start your day every single day by giving thanks for all of the things that you have, all the people in your life that you either know or have known. Just remember what the good things are. 28 after.
A vision of life and death and everything in between. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. The four-year-old girl is yelling cows in Spanish, and she is chasing a herd of the big animals across a muddy field. Her boots splash in the puddles, and at first it's a charming scene of a child at play. But the scene continues for 6 long minutes. The sky turns to dusk. Lightning flashes in the distance. We realize the child is alone, calling for her mother. Child doesn't seem worried, but we become terrified for her. It's the opening scene of Post Tenebris Lux, a challenging but endlessly rewarding new film from Mexican director Carlos Reigadas. The title is Latin for Light After Darkness, but there seems to be a lot more darkness than light here. A man viciously beats the family dog, poverty-stricken field workers turn to violent crime, a couple seeks fulfillment at a grim sex club, and a creature that looks a lot like Satan walks through the family's home, peeking through cracked open doors and carrying a toolbox. The narrative seems to drift easily from dreams to reality, from the future to the past. It can all be very confusing. Speaking from his home in Mexico, writer-director Reigadas told me that his movies aim to let audiences make many of their own connections. It's not something American moviegoers are used to, but he's hoping they'll catch on.
Among that huge American audience, there's definitely people that are not there to be told what to do all of the time, and that will appreciate being given some air, some freedom, you know, and some space for themselves.
Of course, that approach most likely means we won't soon find a Carlos Reigadas movie in the U.S. box office top 10, and that's fine with him.
I don't make them to make money. I think money can come as a byproduct, of course, and I appreciate it, of course. But the main reason is not to be loved, not to be a huge entertainer. I do them because I want to...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are... the GCN Radio Network. UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Monday, the 26th of August, and this would be the Doug Steffen Good Day program, becoming more freely adoptive of my given name, which is Dudley. What's in a name? A lot of consideration of names in a few minutes, because there are a lot of people in the news today to get to as we go over the most important stories of the day in a very informative way. At least we hope we collectively. Rich McFadden, who's here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler following you and your thoughts on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. You can send email to us as well. Richie, Ken, Roberta, or Doug, at DougSteffen.com. T. Row Price. Most people know that they are big traders on Wall Street. They have banned 1,300 American Airlines employees from trading in their 401ks. The 401k is a retirement plan. Now, why do you think they are doing that? Because there is the American Airlines Employees Group has an investment newsletter. And apparently, I don't get, this is something that is, I find curious that somebody tracks this stuff. And this is over a period of several years in which temporary trading restrictions have been sent to American Airlines. This is the first time something this large apparently has happened for a while. The plan is 80,000 participants, because they have 80,000 employees at American Airlines. And so they get a newsletter every month, all these people. And they're managing, by the way, $614 billion in assets there at T. Rowe Price. So again, I'm wondering how they get to the activities of a small group of people. The controversy comes over managing their retirement investments, because that's what you do with a 401k. You, Rich, you got a 401k, right? Roberta, you got a 401k?
Yep.
Kenny, have you got one?
I do not.
No, all right. But I knew Richie did, and I knew Roberta. So do you manage it yourself, or let somebody manage it for you?
Oh, no, I let somebody manage it for me. They have different packages that you can decide to put your money in, and you decide the package. And then they have an investment counselor who can kind of, you know, go there. But my wife She hasn't been at her job for 10 years.
Right?
Since Sean was born.
Yeah.
And since she got pregnant with Sean, and they've managed hers, and it continues to rise, so we just leave it there.
Who does that?
Tira? Her former company. I'm not,
The company does.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of alternatives, anyway, how to do this. Apparently, what American does, or at least this newsletter, sends information to people, and what they do is they sort of become mass buyers. And apparently that's against the rules. And I got to tell you, I don't know that much about what goes on Wall Street. I've had some interesting and good stock advice over the years from various people I've been involved with. And sometimes it's panned out and sometimes it hasn't. But I never really was comfortable letting somebody manage, yet I didn't do a good job myself. So, what's the best scenario? You got to be comfortable yourself. And if you just let somebody who really kind of knows what they're doing have at it, then usually you're going to be more ahead of the game than not. But in this case, there was enough information about certain stocks, and it was obvious insider trading had taken place, or insider knowledge had come to these people, and they got it into the newsletter. And so these people, there was some kind of a code that was used that told people what to do. And so they bagged 800 people on it. And now they say that they're going to permanently keep these 800 people from trading. And apparently they pay $80 a year for some kind of a letter that tracks various stocks. I mean, we get the radio is full of these people. And so is television. So are the newspapers. So what difference does it make? What? You think that that idiot, what's his face, that's on MSNBC, or not CNBC, what's Jim Cramer?
Oh, good.
You think
Lord.
That, I mean, this guy's more inside than anybody I ever saw in my life pushing stocks.
Yeah.
And they never jam him. Why is that, I wonder? Frankly, you get down to the brass tacks of it. Why is it that he gets away with that stuff?
Does anybody pay attention to Jim Cramer? Are you investing on Jim Cramer's advice?
Yeah.
If you are, I have some swamp land I'd love to sell you.
Dun. Okay, this Monday is Labor Day. More people will travel in the United States this Monday or over this holiday weekend than they have on any of the September holidays since 2008.
Really?
Since the beginning of the financial crisis, when people stopped traveling, stopped going to motels, stopped buying gasoline, AAA says they've done research, and it shows that 31 million people will drive 50 miles or more this weekend.
Oh,
good luck to you guys.
What?
Have fun sitting in the traffic.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be sitting on my front porch watching you all drive by.
I'll be on a tractor mowing or baling hay. But this is really amazing. Next Monday is the 2nd. Consider the traditional end of the summertime. Oh, my God. Isn't that awful? Wait, we just had Memorial Day 5 minutes ago. And 4th of July 3 minutes ago. And coming back from Florida or from California 10 minutes ago. And we're already halfway through to when the weather gets again.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Take advantage of the time you have to spend with loved ones. Don't waste your time with people that are not on the same planet with you. It really is amazing. You look at these things. We spend all day, every day, looking at our notebook and figuring out what's going on. We have some fun with the issues. Sometimes we get a little serious here and there. But when you see all of the things that people want to talk about, get down to the bottom line. Most important story in the world today is the story of the woman who rides her motorcycle topless. That, to me, is...
That could be dangerous.
She wrecked it.
Can you? Yeah, she did.
That could be dangerous.
Right, yeah. Listen.
She wrecked it, and other people wrecked their cars.
Yeah.
No, she wrecked.
Her.
She wrecked.
Yeah. And then there's the mother moose that this weekend got a little road ragey. People standing and...
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's not a happy moose.
No. Well, how would you describe a happy moose? What would a happy moose sound like? This ought to be good, Richie.
She does better monkey sounds, actually.
No, she's annoying when it comes
The chicken I forgot about, too. So.
Really annoying. All right, so we're going to pause for a moment here, and then we have a number of people who are in the news. People who did things, said things, passing away people, that kind of stuff. So we'll do a collective overview. Shall we do that? We have, I think we have time to do that, Richie, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. First, however, though, consideration for your thinning hair, which is a problem. I hear more from women than I do from men on this one. Women who are losing their hair who have tried Provia. This is, by the way, absolutely risk-free on your part. Results are guaranteed. Get your money back. Go online to tryprovia.com and look at the results. Women who have lost their hair need to cleanse their scalp, just like men do. And cleansing the scalp with Provia allows the pores to open up so the hair starts growing back through again. And before you know it, 3 or 4 months later, you got the hair that you remember from when you were younger. Prevent, if you have premature thinning hair, prevent the frustration. Call 800-525-8319. I said results are guaranteed or your money back. Your mirror is going to tell you that it's working. Of course, you get compliments, but what you really want is to get up in the morning, take your shower, look at your hair, and actually see that it's still there or it's coming back. That's the cool thing. It's coming back. 800-525-8319. And by the way, these people wouldn't keep buying advertising on time on my program if this didn't work, if people weren't happy with it. I'm not here pleading with you. I'm telling you a story that makes good sense. Nothing to lose and a lot of hair to gain. Try Provia risk-free and get a free month supply with your order when you mention Doug Steffen. Call 800-525-8319. Don't waste any time. And while you're thinking about it, take advantage of the opportunity. There are operators there. Call them now for Provia. Men and women love the effect it has on their hair. All natural. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's 6 o'clock. Do you know what's for dinner? I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the hustle and bustle of back to school, it's often a rush to put dinner on the table for hungry families. Luckily, registered dietitian Diane Hendricks has great tips to save time when making meals.
Think about a secondary freezer like the Frigidaire 2-in-1 upright convertible freezer. It helps families streamline the mealtime routine during the busy school year. With the flip of a switch, you have extra freezer or refrigerator space. You can also save money and time in the grocery store by buying in bulk with the space to store it all at home. Best of all, room for leftovers means you'll have meals ready to heat and eat in a flash.
Any other tips?
To stay organized, use tape and a marker to label everything with a date and contents. With the flexible organization and storage system in the Frigidaire freezer, it's easy to keep food organized and easy to find.
For more information and tips, visit Frigidaire.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for 1 million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The 1 million second quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season.
Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Get a 55-inch Samsung 1080p LED TV, only $799.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, Roberta.
Yes, sir.
Michael Bloomberg is in the news.
Oh.
Because he has been interviewed and tells the story of his success. He started life, his first assignment that he really appreciated apparently was being an Eagle Scout. And from that point to becoming the, I guess, the Titan of Wall Street, a guy designed a machine that sits on bankers' desktop around the world and reshaped the whole idea, the Bloomberg. It's what it's called. It's called the Bloomberg.
Yep.
I remember when my friend Fran Sharp, well, actually, she still works for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Worked there.
I know Fran.
And she brought me up there. Yep. And I met him, and I thought, my God, what an interesting man. He was very, very focused, but very friendly. He went to Morgan Stanley, asked them for a $30 million investment, was sure that he could, and he proved to them that what he had in mind was going to revolutionize stock trading. And they put $30 million in, and they were worth 30%, and they have taken out about $3 billion for their $30 million investment, someplace close to that. He's worth $4.5 billion because of the success of this. So I thought it was pretty interesting. He talked about his formula as a person that, I mean, you got to think about those who are politically elite, business elite. He would be on the top of both of those lists, would he not? And he says, don't go to the bathroom is one of the things that he said. The secrets for his success, arrive early, stay late, eat lunch at your desk, and don't go to the bathroom so much. If you want to be
so
successful.
Much. Okay.
Yep.
Right. So much.
Well, that's what, you know, when you go to Bloomberg, I'm sure you remember, all the desks are open, including his desk.
Yep.
And there's like a lunch area where everything in there is just complimentary. It's free. You just go.
And
you
it's very healthy.
And it's very healthy
very
stuff.
Healthy.
And a lot of manufacturers test their goods there. And, you know, he didn't want people going out or worrying about where they're going to eat or if they get hungry. So
there,
lunch at your desk.
Most people are not the people who have worked with him. Apparently, he's very strict, but he's also very fair, and people like working for him. Apparently, he drinks a lot of coffee, and he doesn't waste a lot of time. He doesn't small talk. He doesn't get to know people well. He knows and can figure out who does what work the best. And
I always liked his management style, and it's a management style that I tried to copy, which was basically hire the best people you can.
Yeah.
Let them know what their job is, and then let them do it. Leave them alone.
We should try that here.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. You're right, Richard. Right. Simon Cowell stepped out with his baby mama, Lauren Silverman, over the weekend.
What a mess that whole thing is. Wow.
They were holding hands on a French beach on Saturday. Great. So the girlfriend he had before is Gonzo, apparently, right?
I would imagine. What would you do if you were his girlfriend?
I think I'd hit the road, Jack. Mm. Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria, have a new baby.
Hilaria?
That's
Hilaria
her name.
Is Hilaria? His wife's name, yes. Daughter's name is Carmen Gabriella. Tweeted, she is absolutely perfect, says Baldwin.
It's a, like, normal name.
Yeah. His daughter, Ireland, responded to the news of her new half-sister with an open letter on the Internet. You have been born into one crazy family, she wrote. Remember that your parents will always love you. Grown-ups yell. I don't know why, but they do. No matter what your mom or your dad says or does, simply remember they love the blank out of you.
He
is a crazy guy.
Crazy guy, but
His daughter
funny.
Loves him. You can tell the daughter loves him.
He's funny.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a few people. And by the way, the passing of Julie Harris ought to be noted. 60 years on Broadway. Passed away over the weekend. She was 87.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king.
Tell the whole wide world.
Love it.
I wanna sing. Sing, brother, sing.
King of the whole wide world, Elvis, from the movie Kid Galahad, which was the number one movie here this week in 1962, during this week in 1962, number one. And mostly there were 30-some-odd movies. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. 31 or 32 movies, it seems to me, that he starred in, and they were all built around characters that were singers and obviously movies that were written just for him, right, Chucker?
They were all made for him.
They were all designed as a starring vehicle for him. Yep, right. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you're a bigger Elvis fan than I am. I mean, he certainly had some appeal on film, but I can't tell you I'm the biggest Elvis fan.
I didn't care at all about his movies. I just cared about the up-tempo, good, fun music, a few of the ballads that he did, and his life in general. I didn't care about it.
Roustabout?
So you like it? That's fine. I'd never got myself into Elvis movies. Didn't care.
Yes.
But I
truth be told, I'd rather go to the wrestling matches and watch the Honky Tonk Man, but that was
fun in Acapulco.
Good for you. All right, let's get to our movie of the day, the contest for Chuck fans. This is let's see here. Actually, this movie you could consider being Sean Connery's last, in a sense. His birthday yesterday. He retired 10 years ago. And this was supposedly, as I recall, I think it was the last movie he was in. He just said after that, I've had enough of this. I'm not going to do it anymore. And a lot of people waved a lot of money in front of him between then and now. And he still says, I don't want to be in any more movies. 888-302-3684. We're going to play you three excerpts, three audio clips from this movie. If you can identify it and know what it is, you'll call us at 888-5. Why would people be calling already? Hello. It's not, we haven't even played the clues yet.
Well, many people might know what Sean Connery's last movie was.
All right. So anyway, I did say that. Here is clue number one.
Old tigers sensing the end are at their most fierce.
I didn't like this movie either, by the way. I didn't like it at all.
They're most fierce.
All right, next clue.
The Empire is in peril.
You're probably too young to know, but the Empire is always in some kind of peril.
That's a good line.
What a voice, huh?
Yeah. Great, great, great voice. 888-30. I thought he was going to do another Indiana Jones movie, though, at some point in time, but that apparently didn't work either. 888-302-3684. Here's your last clue.
I've had women along on past exploits and found them to be, at best, a distraction.
Do I distract you?
My dear girl, I've buried two wives and many lovers, and I'm in no mood for more of either.
888-302-3684. This movie, well, that comment sort of belies what he was all about or is all about, and he was apparently an unbelievable sexist. I've heard those stories. Chuck, have you heard those stories about him?
Somewhat.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so we can go right to our list of what did well at the box office over the weekend, which is Chuck's job. So, Chucker, take it away.
Number one film of the second straight weekend, Doug, Lee Daniels, The Butler. This is a movie that I liked, and I thought Forrest Whitaker was perfectly cast as the film's lead. It did $17 million over the weekend, $52 million in 2 weeks to release. Pretty good, because the movie was shot, I believe, on the $28
million. Richie, you might want to answer the phone. Somebody might want to answer the phone. That'd be nice, yeah.
The comedy, Where the Millers with Jennifer Aniston, doing very well, 13.5, placed second, $91 million in 3 weeks to release. The genre film, The Mortal Instruments, $14 million in 5 days. That's a week opening. The World's End, also another week opening, $8.9 million to place fourth. And Disney's Planes, $8.1 million, just $60 million in 3 weeks to release. I got a chance to see Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine. Terrific lead performance by Kate Blanchett. There's a socialite who loses a fortune. But I thought I was going to see a comedy. It's not a comedy. Basically, it's a straight drama with only a couple laughs. Andrew Dice Clay, good in the supporting turn. I give it a 6 out of 10, but Woody Allen, for me, was a 70s, and this is an okay film, not a great film.
So, let's go back to what you said a minute ago. In terms of the plane doing 60 mil, that's considered unsuccessful for a movie like that, right?
Yeah, so
what's the problem with it?
For whatever reason, this animated film never really took over.
Is it too much now? I mean, we just have too much of this stuff.
Well, I've said that for a long time. Way, way, way too many animated films produced. But having said that, Despicable Me 2 has done $800 million worldwide, which is the biggest.
And my kids saw it and loved it.
For Universal, so they're going to keep making them.
All right, Yvonne, what's the name of the movie in our focus here?
Entrapment.
No, where'd you get that? What's that about? I don't even know what that's about.
Well, Sean Connery was in one of those, so.
Yeah, no. This was The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, made in 2003.
I remember that.
That was what the movie was.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.